it is relatively easy to extend this description of the bond market to the swaps, the interest rate swaps. Remember that a swap is a contract whereby you exchange a fixed swap rate for a floating spot rate. So the holder of a swap will be allowed to pay a fixed rate, whereas the seller will take the risk of a fluctuating spot rate. In fact, the swaps are quite similar to bonds, except that now the difference between the floating and the fixed leg can be either positive or negative, and therefore a swap can be an asset or a liability, depending on how the spot rate will evolve. The swap initially is worthless and acquires values in fact from the mismatch between the spot rate and the swap rate. And the incremental change in the value of the spot rate, you understand, is given by this mismatch, the spot rate minus the swap rate, times the time interval during which this mismatch lasts. So you can view, in fact, a swap like a zero-value bond that pays a coupon which is proportional to this incremental value given by the mismatch of the rate times the time period. You see that the only extra financial parameter that you need is, therefore, the swap rate. And if you put now the swap rate to, for example, 0.04, then you will have a 4% fixed annual coupon described for that swap. If you look at the VMarket applet now, you will have a description of the value of that swap, which is displayed on the vertical axis, as a function of the spot rate on the horizontal axis. And you'll see that for the given swap rate, you will have an initial zero value, provided that there is no drift. If the swap rate is smaller, or if the spot rate is smaller than the swap rate, then you will see on the left of the applet, the swap will acquire a negative value. On the contrary, on the right side of the applet, where the spot rate will be larger than the swap rate, the swap will acquire a positive value. Now, in addition, because of the discounting, which has to be taken into account for every interest rate product, you'll acquire a curvature. This swap value will start to bend downwards. The volatility, you will see in the experiment, has the general tendency to reduce this curvature, and therefore the volatility makes the swap cheaper. You can understand this qualitatively because fluctuations in the interest rates above and below the swap rate will tend to cancel out in time, and therefore reduce the value of the swap. In fact, reduce the mismatch in time that exists between the fixed and the floating set of payments. Finally, to describe the value of the swap, since it is an interest rate product, you'll have to use a forecast model for the spot rate, exactly in the same way as for bonds. And the same drifts that have been previously described for the bonds are in fact still applicable also for swaps, and I let you now try what is the effect of all the different parameters here on the value of the swap, and you will see how the drift can have quite dramatic effects and shift the swap up and down in value. Play with these parameters and try to acquire this intuitive understanding for the swap payoff, I think this is an extremely valuable tool to try to acquire an intuition for how these swap will behave as a function of time.